Our next item is subdivision 2013-3, Rocks Bethany LLC.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've also have a motion that I'd like to read for the commission's review, possible second. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2013-3 for Rocks Bethany LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, that the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned MR1, which permits low-density, single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of 5 lots on 2.33 acres of land is less than the allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with development trends in the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, the applicant has requested a waiver from the buffer requirements as contained in the Sussex County Subdivision Code, and this commission has the authority to modify those requirements under the code. In this case, I believe it is appropriate to modify the 20-foot buffer requirement given the size and shape of this parcel, the fact that it is already improved with two residential dwellings, and because it is basically an infill of development. Also in this approval, the buffer is only modified, not eliminated, so the intent of the code is preserved. This preliminary approval is, however, subject to the following conditions, and that being A, there shall be no more than 5 lots within this subdivision, B, that any and all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, C, the 20-foot buffer requirement shall be modified to require a 10-foot vegetated buffer along the north and south boundaries of the project, in addition to the buffer areas shown elsewhere on the preliminary site plan. A landscape plan for these buffer areas shall be submitted as part of the final site plan. D, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan to the commission depicting the revised buffer area and the shifted lot boundaries. E, the wetlands on the site shall be clearly marked on the final site plan and on the site itself using permanent markings. The method of marking the wetlands on the site shall be identified on the final site plan. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and the approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
The moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2013-3, Rocks Bethany LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?